Department of Navi.
I'm very thankful to be here with you this morning. And it's December 1st, but we also consider it as this Thanksgiving weekend and the tail end of what everybody calls Thanksgiving or Turkey Day or Gobble Day or whatever people refer to it as. But we know that true Thanksgiving is to God. And this morning I'd like to share, because of these things, on Thanksgiving, the language of heaven. And it truly is the language of heaven, because the greatness of our life hinges on our praise and our thanksgiving to God and what he's done for us and what he's about to do for us. So if you take your Bibles and go to Habakkuk. Thankful attitude opens the windows of heaven for us. It's after Nahum. Habakkuk. And as I said, thankfulness, a thankful attitude opens the windows of heaven for us. It's not a denial of the problems in life. It's not a denial of the adversities that all of us come across. But it's a rejoicing in God, who is our God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's truly what thankfulness is, because if we didn't have that, there really wouldn't be very much to be thankful for, huh? And so in Habakkuk 3, verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, these are adversities, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive oil shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the field, from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon mine high places. And I was really thankful to Nick that he asked me to share on this end of Thanksgiving weekend, because been reading a lot about thankfulness and thinking of how our lives would be so terribly miserable without having a praise and a thanksgiving to God through our lives, through troubles and adversities, not only when we have things that are so apparent to be thankful for, but even in the times when we're having some difficulties. And that reason is that we are rejoicing in God our Savior. And even though we have, like these adversities we just read in verse 17, that even through those things, we should have a thankful attitude towards God because of what he's done for us. And again, what he's about to do for us. In Psalm 46, and in verse 1, something to remember always. God is our refuge, which is another word for shelter, and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, when I was in the Corps of what they call LEAD, Leadership, Education, Adventure, and Direction, it was a time where we would go, and part of the time that we were in the mountains, and part of the time we would have a duo, which would be just you and God. And we'd go out there and either spend 24 or 36 or 48 hours, depending on the weather or something, or whatever they decided to do. A lot of times it was just 2 days there, and the second day that you'd go back to the camp. But You know those hinds feet? I saw three mountain goats climbing up a mountain. It looked like a mother and its two little kids. And I actually, this verse came to my mind when I saw them climbing in a distance. I saw the mother with her feet testing all the rocks. And this slope was very, very steep. I don't think that you and I could do it. But it was very steep. They were following the mother with their feet trotting exactly where the mother had tested where the rocks would be safe to climb on. And it was amazing to me to see how God's word just opens up in reality and to see it with your own eyes and how God had designed those animals to test those rocks and then the instinct of their kids to just climb up and make sure that those rocks are steadfast and the footing was sure. And that's how God makes us to be to set us upon our high places. And he has already tread. The Lord Jesus Christ has already tread for us. All we need to do is follow in his steps because the footing is steadfast and sure. See? Our responsibility is to be receptive to God's unconditional love. That's our. If you wake up and say, well, what do I have to do today? First thing is to be receptive to God's love. And that opens up doors of thankfulness for us. Thankfulness is a receptor to God's love. In Hebrews chapter 13. In verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. This is God's will for us, to give thanks to God's name continually. And if we wake up each morning thinking, what is my responsibility? To be receptive to God's love and to know that God's love, that our thankfulness is a receptor to God's love. We should be thankful every day through whatever we go through. It's impossible to spend too much time thanking God. Just impossible. It's impossible to spend too much time praising God. Can you speak in tongues?
Yes.
Can you do it continually? You know, as you think of it, and you go, yeah, through your day. It's thanksgiving to God, isn't it? It's one of the benefits of speaking in tongues. It's just continual thanksgiving to God. So it's impossible to do it too much. It helps put your mind in proper perspective and in proper relationship with him, with God. You know, sometimes, have you ever noticed it's hard to focus on thanksgiving? When you're going through things, obviously, your mind is distracted because we live in a world that's evil. And we live in a world that wants to distract our minds away and our hearts away from being thankful to God. So sometimes it's very difficult to do that. But if you have that situation, which we all do, the one thing to do is to focus on God's love to bring you to thankfulness. Focusing on God's love, and if that's hard to do, just think of Jesus Christ and the cross and what he did for us. You know, in John 3:16, you don't have to go there, but God so loved that he gave, right? He gave his only begotten Son. And if we can think of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the praise of Jesus Christ and the thanksgiving that he had, even on the cross, to know that he completed our redemption, we have a lot to be thankful for. So if we ever have a time, tomorrow morning you wake up and there's nothing to be thankful for, well, you're lying to yourself. There's plenty to be thankful for. And this will open up the gates of heaven for you. This will open up the doors of heaven. This is the language of heaven, that they speak praise and thanksgiving to God continually. Yeah. So as I said, if thanksgiving is hard to come by when you're in situations of adversity, think of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we guess?
No.
We know. No, right. We know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. We focus on the love of God and the love we had for Him. And all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Are you called?
Yeah.
We have been called, and God has a purpose for our lives. And as I think more and more about Thanksgiving, the purpose of our lives is to be praise, give praise and thanksgiving to God continually. Verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed in the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. Lots of things to be thankful for here. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is He that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? We have these. We have adversities throughout the days. Or distress? You ever been a little distressed? Okay, that's the time to focus in on God's love and what He's already done for us. Or persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. As it is written, for Thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay! And that's not a lamb's nay or a horse's nay. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded, and you can ask yourself, are you persuaded? The more you are persuaded, the more thankful you'll be, and you'll walk in thankfulness. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature or creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This will bring us to thankfulness. And as we get more and more thankful in our lives, again, it's a receptor to receive God's love. John, or rather Psalms, Psalm chapter 4. Verse 6. There may be many that say, who will show us any good? You know, we run across that every day. The negativity in the world. Who's going to give you any good? Who's going to show you good? What good is there in this life? What good is there in this world? What good is there in your life? So there may be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift Thou up the light of Thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. The safety is in the harbor of God's love. That's where our safety is. And there's no other place that we can abide to be safe and sheltered and in a refuge than in the harbor of God's love. It puts us in the presence of God. If you ever feel like you're outside of the presence of God, just stay thankful. Thankful to God's love, at least. And then that'll bring on all the other things that we have that He's given us to be thankful for. Thankfulness takes the sting out of adversity. And we all get stung at times by troubles, by tribulations, by persecutions, by distresses, by adversity. It takes, regardless of our feelings, it doesn't matter how you feel, thankfulness truly takes the sting out of that adversity. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And this is what it does. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those things will bring on thankfulness. But those things will come only by remembering God's love for us and what He's done for us. Especially on the cross at Calvary. Even the most heart-rending situations in life, the hardships in life, even through those, the obedience to thankfulness to God enables us to stand in the presence of God like we read in Psalms. Even through the toughest of times, it will enable us to stand in the presence of God. And then we'll know where we are. Sometimes you can't find your way, and you lose your way. But as we say thankful to God and His love and what He's done, it helps us to stand in the presence of God. Then we know where we are. Psalm 89. Verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. They shall walk in the light of Thy countenance. That's standing in the presence of God. Okay. Isn't it? To walk in the light of God's countenance. Verse 15 again. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They know it. We know it. We're blessed when we stand in the presence of God. We'll walk in the light of His countenance. Thankfulness gives no time to worry or complain. Did you ever notice that? When you're thankful, there's no time to worry. There's no time to complain about situations because you're busy being thankful. Negative thought patterns get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. If we in our lives have developed a pattern of negativity, then we're just not being thankful enough. But as we stay thankful to what He's done for us and what He's about to do for us, then the negativity in that mindset gets weaker and weaker and weaker. And we become stronger and stronger. Thankfulness. Oh, you know what? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians and... It's a good verse there. For that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Because this is a command. First Thessalonians 5, verse 16. God says, rejoice evermore. Period. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then it says, in everything, give thanks, even in our adversities. Yeah, because as we stand steadfast in thanksgiving to God, even through adversities, that's where the weaker elements of our lives become weaker and weaker. The negativity of our lives become weaker and weaker, and we get stronger through adversities. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's God's will. And we should obey. We should stay in obedience to God's will, in thankfulness. This thankfulness. Back to Psalm 116. A lot of thankfulness in Psalms, aren't there? Verses that we could go through Psalms all day long and see the greatness and thankfulness that we should have towards God. But Psalm 116. Thankfulness will allow us to walk through the darkest days of our lives. In Psalm 116, verse 16. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. You know, a lot of times we'll think we should take the higher road and take the high road. Well, look at it this way. Take the low road of thanksgiving, because it'll help you to remember that we should be humble towards God, as a servant towards God, as serving God in our lives. Not such a high road, but the low road. Low road isn't bad. Low road's a good road. Okay. Lord, truly I am thy servant. Verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Pay our vows of thanksgiving among the people. Let people know you're thankful. Okay? Not only let God know, but let people know what God has done for you. Remember, we used to say, just tell them what God has done for you. You know, let people know that you're thankful towards God and what he's done and for his love. It's catchy. Adversity defeats God's people if you let it. We will be defeated as God's people through adversity if we let it. So therefore, let's go back to the receptor of God's love, which is this thanksgiving. Thankfulness and praise, again, is the language of heaven. If you would turn to Revelation chapter 19. Verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. Where? In heaven. Saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Language of heaven, this praise and thanksgiving, we just can't get enough of. And God deserves it, absolutely, our praise and our thanksgiving. The kind of life that is filled with thanksgiving is a life that's filled with miracles. If you walk around all day not being thankful for anything, we won't see much in our lives at all, even though God still loves us and cares for us. But if you want a dynamic life, filled with miracles that sometimes we don't even know happens, it has to be a life filled with thankfulness. In Colossians chapter 3. God isn't just blowing smoke here. You know, I know as well as you do, we all know that at times in our lives it's so hard to be focused because of what's around us. Extremely hard to be focused. We all know that. But as we stay thankful to God, remembering his love for us, it just makes it that much easier. And even though we have to go through the same problems and adversities and situations in life and hardships, through those hardest times is the times when we have to focus our mind on his love and be thankful for it. Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God, he won't force it on us, okay? But he's already given us peace. So let that peace that he's given us rule in your hearts. Let it rule. Even through the toughest of times, let it rule. We got to make up our minds to do that. to the which also ye are called in one body, and what? Be ye thankful. And in the text, this really is written as, and continue to be thankful. Keep on becoming thankful. Because we never reach a plateau where that's it, and we can't be any more thankful, do we? Mm-hmm. That's why the text is, keep on becoming thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, whatever we put our hands to, whatever we speak, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. Giving thanks. A lot of places in the Word of God, if we would just read about thankfulness, a lot of places that God will direct us. In Psalm 100, we know this one. We sing it sometimes. Psalm 100, verse 4. Why should we enter into His gates with thanksgiving? Because it's the language of heaven. If you enter into a household and they speak Spanish there, it'd be real nice to know what they're saying and what you say to them in Spanish or German or Italian or, you know. Well, why not walking into God's household speak the language of heaven, which we all can do? Thanksgiving, continually speaking. That's speaking in tongue comes handy there, doesn't it? All the time. Continually speaking the thanksgivings that God has placed in our hearts. He's already given us the things to be thankful for. All we have to do is speak that language. So we enter into His household, into His gates with thanksgiving, like this verse says. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. And finally, thankfulness is the best response to God's love and blessings to us. There's no other greater response to God's love and God's blessings than to be speaking that language of thankfulness to our God. It's actually an acknowledgement that God is our God. And it's an acknowledgement that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. See, we've already confessed Him as Lord in our lives. Believe God raised Him from the dead, right? Well, we acknowledge this, and we continually acknowledge it by thanksgiving to God for what He's given us and what He's done. In Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Even through adversities, right? The trust still should be present. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Sometimes we get too busy trying to figure out our own problems. Don't we? I do. We get so busy trying to figure out our own problems and how to get out of them, and we forget about trusting God and let Him figure them out for us. It says, lean not to your own understanding. You know, we can lean a lot of different ways. Right? When we start leaning to our own understanding, then we stop focusing on God's love and being thankful to Him and trying to figure out everything on our own. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And this morning we're focusing on thanksgiving. And this way is acknowledging Him as our God and Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It says, acknowledge Him, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall what? Direct our paths. He'll figure out the problem for us. See? He'll give us the ideas. He'll give us the solutions rather than trying to work so hard on our own without Him to figure out solutions. Let Him help us. And I'd like to end in Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And in verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. This is a promise of God. Of the many, many promises in God's word, here's one. He sent his word. It's a great verse. I love this. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. This is what God's heart is for us and his desire. Look at the very beginning of that verse. Oh, it's an exclamation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. This is what he wants for us and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice. See, God cannot force you to be thankful to him. He would never force you to do anything. You know, like many of us heard, God didn't force Moses' hand to write, let's see, God in the beginning. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to figure this out really good. See, he doesn't force us to do that. God will not force us to be thankful. He won't force us to be filled with praise towards him. That's why it says, and we read it many times in the Word, let us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. See, so this is what God's done for us. The gratefulness, or the greatness of living our lives full of miracles and rejoicing and joy towards God is the gratefulness that we have towards God, the thanksgiving that we have towards God, and the praise. And if we ever have a problem remembering to be thankful for God, just remember what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and that we would not be sitting here today without him. We would not have a life that is prepared to be gathered together with the Lord Jesus Christ, to be seated in the heavenlies, which we are now, and that's the presence of God, with him. One day the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. That's a lot to be thankful for right there. Much to be thankful for. But in the meantime, as we await the Lord's return, which could be soon, yeah, in the meantime, we stay thankful to God in the fact that he is sending a son for us, in the truth that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us so that we can continually give praise and thanksgiving to God. To have a life filled with miracles, to have a life that is living in the presence of God and in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, walking with him, stepping in his steps, following his example to be thankful towards God. So, thank you, Father, for this time of rejoicing, of thanksgiving and praise towards you. And that as we can remember your love continually, day by day, from the moment we wake until the time that we go to sleep, that this will help us to be thankful for you and for what you've done for us and what you are about to do for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.